Did you? Oh, stop. Yeah, yeah, I know. You're making me jealous.
Lillian.
So when did you go?
Lillian, where you put the coffee?
Oh, how marvellous, darling. No, no, not for a while, sadly, but it is lovely there.
Lillian.
In a wonderful seaweed face.
You're going to be on the phone much longer.
Hold on a second, darling. What is it? I'm talking to Veronica.
Well, I can't find the coffee. Where is it?
Well, isn't it in the cupboard?
No.
Well, I don't know. Sorry, darling. Hmm? Yeah, 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 it's him.
Lillian.
Perhaps you finished it.
Well, haven't you got another packet?
Well, probably. Why don't you look?
What do you think I've been doing?
No, 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 don't be silly, darling. No, we're having a coffee crisis.
But you're in charge of the kitchen. I don't know where you put things.
Matt, please. I haven't spoken to Veronica for ages.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise it was so important.
I'm trying to catch up on all the gossip. Yes, exactly, darling. Look, if you're so desperate, I'm sure there's a jar of instant.
No. Oh, forget it. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, right. Oh, hello, Ronnie. Hello, darling. I'm back.
If you care, I'll be in the office.
Oh, no, darling, it's fine. Jennifer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's fine, too. But then, when isn't she? So, you were saying you had lunch with Meridian. How did that go?
I know, but you're the expert.
Well, I'm not sure I'd say that.
Oh, but you are. Just ask Mrs. Aldridge. That's what everybody says. She's a treasure trove of local history.
Well, that's very kind of you, Joe. But I don't know what I can tell you.
Anything. Oh, everything. I mean, I know the village goes back a long way, and there's burial mounds,
yes,
and battlefields like at Acid Bridge.
Oh,
and...
we've only had the one battle. But, anyway, why do you want to know?
Why?
Yes. Is there something specific? You see, Joe, I am actually rather busy.
No. It's just a general interest.
Oh, I see.
I reckon as you get older, the past becomes more important. Eh?
Well, as I say, I haven't really got time today.
Well, it didn't take long. Just tell me where the rich folk lived.
I'm sorry?
Well, you know, where would you find them back in the olden times?
Well,
let Rory have the stick, Bri.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, hello, Jenny. Well, that's it. Now, throw it that way.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning, Joe. What can we do for you?
Joe's trying to find something out about village history.
Oh, right.
But I've been telling him we've got a lot on.
Have we?
Yes. I thought so. There's that thing.
What thing?
Well, you know, the thing you wanted me to help with.
I don't think so. In fact, now you're back from church, I need to finish looking over this financial report for BL. Another board meeting on Tuesday. I need to be on top of it by then.
Oh, I see.
That's okay with you?
Yes, yes, fine.
So you're not busy then?
Well, apparently not.
Fine.
Rory, come on now.
We'll have plenty of time to discuss it.
Indeed.
Please.
Right then. You'd better come inside, Joe.
Yes.
Matt? Darling?
What?
I've brought you that coffee.
Oh, thank you.
There was a fresh packet behind the sugar.
Right.
What are you up to?
Oh, nothing. Email.
All right. Listen, about that telephone call, there was a reason I needed to talk to Veronica.
What, one of her false nails had fallen off, had it?
No. She has spoken to Meredid.
Yeah.
And I was hoping... Well, I was hoping that I might be able to find out...
What? Find out what?
Well, you know, what you were saying about needing to know what Chalkman is saying to the SFO, the detail. I thought she might know something.
Oh, Lillian, this is just ridiculous. She's an airhead.
Yeah, I know. But you've been so worried, darling, and I thought it was one way I might be able to help.
What did you find out?
She doesn't know anything. Only that Stephen's set to blame it all on you.
Oh, what a shock. He's stitching me up. What a waste of time.
Have you tried Russell again?
No!
Well, I think you should call
him. Lillian, will you shut up about it? You're just going round and round in circles.
Because
you can't let it drop.
Matt!
Oh.
It's not fair.
Leave it alone! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. but I'm going now.
What?
Yeah, I've got things to do. I've got a meeting.
What meeting?
Just a meeting. It's important. I can't miss it.
It's Sunday, Matt. Well, look how long you're going
to
be.
I don't know, Lillian. It's hard to predict these things.
But you never...
It'll take as long as it takes.
Ah, so that's where we should be looking.
Looking?
I mean, if you want to see where it was, out of historical interest, like.
Yeah. Well, I doubt very much there's anything to see, but, well, yes, there was a medieval settlement there. It was lost during the early enclosures there.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this map before.
Really? Well, it's the one I used in my book.
I couldn't borrow it, could I?
No,
just for a couple of days. I take good care of it.
No, Joe, it's very delicate.
Jenny, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, Brian.
Ah, what are we doing the week after next? We haven't got anything major on, have we?
Well, I've...
I know I've got a Rotary Club breakfast.
Have you looked at the calendar?
Here, you obviously got things to talk about. If I just take this here map with me, then I can get out of your hair.
No, sorry, Joe, but I can't really let you have that.
Oh.
Well, thanks for coming over, though, and I hope I was able to help.
Well, yeah, right, well, thank you very
right,
much.
Good.
I suppose I'll be off, then.
Yes.
Yeah, nice to see you, Joe.
Yeah, you too.
Give Clary and Eddie my best.
Yeah, I will do.
Right, bye. Oh, thank goodness for that. I can get on with preparing the lunch now.
Yeah.
So, what do you need to know about dates for?
Oh, it's this financial report. It doesn't make for easy reading.
I'm sure.
I mean, the company's not going under, but we're overextended.
Oh, right.
It's too much borrowing. Most of it's on speculative developments that Matt insisted on pushing through.
Oh, dear.
Well, now that the bottom's dropped out of that market, well, now we really haven't been on the ball. Martin's suggesting we need to sell off some parcels of land.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's not going to go down at all well with the board.
Well, if that's what he's saying you need to do. But you still haven't said why you need to know if we're busy.
I want to ask Debbie over.
What?
I'd like her to speak to the board. It's time we forgot about this get-rich-quick nonsense and got back to the core of the business.
Oh, but that would be marvellous.
That means focusing on the management of the estate.
Oh, where's the calendar? I don't think we've got anything on.
I couldn't see anything.
No. No, that should be absolutely fine. Oh, it would be so nice to see her, darling.
Yes.
Give her a call now.
Hey, Eddie.
Oh, hi, Dad. What do you reckon?
Hey?
Do you like the new patio?
Well, it's a bit small, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's for the wheelie bin. You know, Clary's always going on about them being in the way.
Right,
had a couple of slabs left over from the
vineyard. Yeah, Eddie, listen. I've just been over to Home Farm.
Ah, so that's where you've been.
I was talking to Jennifer Aldrich.
Yeah, well, count yourself lucky. I just had Linda Snell over here bending me.
Now, Eddie!
Who did you tell about applying to go on the plinth?
Hey, well, I ain't sure.
Well, she's got a bee in her bonnet about how we can't sell our cider in Trafalgar Square. Reckons it would wreck the artistic sensibility.
Yeah, well, never mind.
I told her the making of Grundy cider is an art in itself.
Eddie, just forget about that. I found it.
Then what?
Where the loot is buried.
Oh,
you won't believe it.
We're not going to find anything.
Only because we haven't been looking in the right place. These old maps of Jennifer Aldridge's, though, they show where it's going to be.
Oh, where?
Grange Farm, of course. Down by where the old village used to be.
Oh, we went over that land years ago.
And we're not there, I don't reckon. And now we know the exact location.
Well, maybe, but it's Stirling's land. If we did find anything, we'd have to hand over all.
Not if we don't know we're there.
Dad, we are not going metal detected in the dark.
We don't have to, Eddie. The Stirlings are going on holiday on Wednesday. They're jetting off to France or somewheres.
Oh, yeah.
And Edward's just been ploughing down there for fodder.
Oh, right. So really...
Exactly.
Now's the time that we need to look.
Silly not to, isn't it? Better than letting the magpies get to it.
Well, that would be criminal.
Oh, I would. Somebody ought to go down and see what's what.
You know, you might be onto something there, Dad.
Ah, I reckon.
It's practically our duty.
Well, I'd say so.
Oh, it would be wrong not to take a quick look.
All right then, Debbie.
Oh, was she going?
I will.
Look, can I have a quick word?
No, of course.
Brian?
Hang on, Jenny. Well, you can hear, can you? Well, she sends her love. Bye then.
Oh, Oh, bye, darling. Oh, say hello to Marshall for me.
Yes, you too.
And take care.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were just heading out.
So, she's coming, though.
Yes, in principle. They need to check plane times.
They?
Yeah, Marshall's coming, too.
Marshall? Oh, that's marvellous.
Yes, yes. Debbie seemed very keen on the idea. They're hoping they'll be able to stay for a few days.
Oh, really? I wonder what that means.
Jenny.
Well, you know what Debbie's like. She's never wanted to bring him here before, and, well, she kept him secret for all that time.
Well, I wouldn't read too much into it.
And Mum's going to be so thrilled. She's been desperate to meet him. And you have too. You must be so pleased he's coming.
Yes, of course.
And he's such a lovely young man. The two of you are going to get on so well.
Yeah, so you keep telling me.
What a fantastic surprise.
Yes.
And after the trauma of these last few weeks, finally, darling, we've got something to look forward to.
Matt, is that you?
Yes, mate.
It's beginning to wonder where you were.
Well, you've been lying down.
Oh, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Well, I wasn't sure when you'd be back.
No.
Where'd you go, darling?
I told you.
No, Matt, you didn't.
Well, Felpersham.
For all this time?
Yeah, I took the long route back. Look, please, can we drop the interrogation?
Yes, of course. Look, darling, why didn't you come upstairs? You look so tired. We could have a nap together.
No.
How about a bath, darling? You could have a nice long...
No.
I can make you a drink.
Honestly, Lillian, I don't need anything.
Well, then tell me, darling, what did you like?
Nothing. I don't want anything, really. Just...
What?
Give me some space. Please? I'm sorry, Puska. Just leave me be.
Well, if you ask me, they've taken it too far this time. I mean, honestly, Jill.
No, I agree, Linda.
It's one thing slipping the odd bottle under the table.
Yes.
I'm afraid I have found a couple in the back of Robert's wardrobe before now.
But
selling cider in Trafalgar Square, they're going to get themselves arrested.
You're quite right.
Of course, I tried to tell Eddie that, but he won't listen. Not when the sound of cash registers is ringing in his ears. Are you all right there, Jill?
I am struggling a little.
Oh, dear. Well, it's not far now.
Oh. Hi.
Oh, good morning, Ruth.
What on earth are you two up to?
Plinth practice.
You what?
Plinth practice.
No, I heard.
I'm putting this down, Linda.
All right, we're going to Burton Frieda's.
Oh, right. Well, I don't think they're in.
Oh, no, I've already confirmed it with Frieda. She doesn't mind us using her roof.
Okay, now I'm really confused. Her roof?
Yes, we need to consider the effect of the height on Jill's performance.
Now, wait, hang on.
It's difficult to work out what exactly people on the ground will be able to see.
Jill?
And Jill needs to get to grips with the dimension of the plinth itself, of course.
Jill... You're not seriously going up on the roof?
Well, no, of course not, Ruth.
Good.
Not on the bungalow. On the flat garage roof.
But that's
of
just...
Of course, it's still not as high as the actual plinth.
No, and it doesn't have a safety net either. You didn't agree to this, Jill.
Linda seems to think it's necessary.
It's vital, Ruth. An attack of vertigo could spell disaster for this project.
And so could Jill falling off the roof. Honestly, Jill?
She made it all sound perfectly reasonable at the
time. Right, now we must get on. Are you ready?
Yes.
Look, hang on a minute.
She'll be fine, Ruth. My health and safety record is impeccable.
Wait there.
Have you got it?
Almost.
Come on, then. Let's not waste any more valuable time.
David?
Oh, hello.
Have you got a minute? I need you to deal with something.
Oh, I'm pretty busy. Ow.
What?
I really pulled something in my shoulder playing cricket yesterday.
Oh.
Not that it was worth it.
Yeah,
I hate losing to Farndale. Their captain's always so smug about
David,
it.
David, would you listen?
You can only just manage these fleeces. Oh. What is it?
Look, will you just come outside?
Oh,
Love, look, if it's Pip, I know she's being snappy at the moment, but go easy on her. It's her first exam tomorrow.
It's not Pip, it's your mum.
Mum?
Yeah, Linda's trying to put her on the bungalow roof.
What?
Look, you'll see.
The bungalow roof?
That's what I said. Now stop asking questions and just come with me.
Morning. Oh, hi, Kirsty.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. Not bad. How was your weekend?
Well, it's really nice, actually.
Oh?
I mean, nothing special. A few of us just went down the George yesterday. You know, sat in the beer garden, read the papers, had a roast.
Yeah, I didn't have a friend coming to today.
Oh, no, I'm going to hers, Bristol, on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I'm not around to...
To help with the promotion, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds really nice. Wish my Sunday had been like that.
Why? What did you get up to?
I mainly spent it staring at the bottom of a washing up bowl.
Oh, dear.
That and wishing I could pull my own brain out. Oh,
bad hangover.
Oh, I haven't had one like that for years. Annette dragged me to Athena.
Athena?
It's a club.
Obviously, but...
I didn't even know it was still going.
All right.
It hasn't changed either. Except that the smoking ban means there's nothing to cover up the smell of adolescent BO. It's not funny.
Sorry.
I felt positively ancient.
Well, you could have picked yourself up a joy boy. Men are at the peak at 18.
Oh, Kirsty, don't.
Oh, come on, I'm only teasing.
I know, but I didn't even like that scene much when I was 18 myself.
Poor you.
It's just, horrible. Everyone was so drunk and they were all crawling over each other. Oh.
You could have said no. You didn't have to go with her.
I couldn't let Annette go on her own.
Well, why not? She's an adult. It's not your responsibility to watch over all the time. Well, is it? Helen.
No, Mum, come on, get down.
Jill, stay there.
Linda?
This is ridiculous. She's going to do herself an injury.
It's perfectly safe.
Would someone mind holding the ladder?
Of course.
Honestly, Linda, anything could happen if Mum goes up there. We don't even know if the roof's strong enough to take the weight.
Thank you, David.
You know what I mean? What if she trips over?
David, I have thought this through. You don't want to send your mother to London unrehearsed, surely?
You can do all the rehearsing you need at ground level.
Nonsense.
Please, am I going up or coming down?
Up!
Down!
Oh, please. What happens if Jill gets all the way up onto the plinth and discovers it's too high for her?
She did fly in a microlite, Linda.
Yes, I certainly did.
I don't think she has a problem with height.
No, I don't, but...
You never know when vertigo can strike.
Look. Do you think we could try to reach a compromise?
Yes, please. One that doesn't leave me halfway up a ladder.
Well, I don't know, David. Compromise is often just another word for mediocrity.
Well, would you at least just hear me out? Why don't I put a trailer out in the shed for you? Then instead of rehearsing on the roof, you can rehearse on the back of that.
Well...
Now, I know it's not going to give you the height you're after.
You'd be barely a meter off the ground.
But at least it might give you a feel, Anyway, it's the best offer you're going to get, and I'm not letting my mum up onto that roof.
Oh,
I think we should do that, Linda. We're not achieving anything here.
And at least then we won't be worrying.
Oh, all right. Doesn't really accomplish what I wanted, of course.
It'll give us an idea.
We need to get something done.
So can I come down now?
Yes, come down.
Good. I'll get out the trailer.
Who said that? Will?
Yeah. He was up by Greg's tree.
Oh, right.
So do you think he's right?
Oh, Helen.
I know, it's okay. I'm beginning to think the same.
I don't think Annette was trying to be deliberately deceptive.
No.
She's a sweet girl.
But she didn't come here because of Greg, did she? It's funny. I have all these memories. You just kind of presume.
Of course.
But Ambridge doesn't mean anything to Annette. She didn't spend much time here, did she?
Well, you obviously mean a lot to her.
I'm starting to wish I didn't. No, I didn't mean that.
Fair enough.
Well, I could throttle Michelle. I mean, she'd done her job properly.
Look, you can't take responsibility for Annette. You're right, you're not her mother.
Yeah, but I can't be her mate either. I mean, I'm 30 years old. It was horrible in that club.
Of course it was.
I just don't know what she's expecting from me.
She just wants to feel safe, Helen. Don't get me wrong. I do feel sorry for her. She's been through a lot. But she's screwed up. She's got all that baggage. And let's be honest, she hasn't really got the maturity to deal with it.
No, I know.
And it's not up to you to fix it. Oh, I know you want to help her.
I really do.
Oh, but you've got your own life to worry about. You've had a lot to deal with, too. Maybe she'd have a word with her.
No.
Well, it might be kinder. If she thinks this is going to be permanent...
I can't.
Oh, you shouldn't feel guilty. I'm pretty sure I couldn't do it.
But I do feel guilty, Kirsty. I do. Everyone in her life has turned her away. If I do that now, then who else is going to be there for her?
I'm just worried it's too much for you to take on.
And so am I. I just don't see what else I'm supposed to do.
Oh, that's good timing. You taking a break?
Oh, the shearers are.
How's the shoulder? Any better?
I think it's worse. Arguing with Linda's just increased the tension.
Right, well, I'm just taking these over to her and Jill now.
Well, I'll come with you.
You sure? There's still some tea left in the pot.
No, I've got my flask. I want to see what they're up to.
Okay.
Oh, how's Pip getting on?
Oh, she's still hard at it. Bless her.
It's religious studies tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, and then French and music on Wednesday.
They don't spread it out, do they?
Well, it's just the way the schedule works out, I suppose.
You know that she was still up revising at midnight last night?
You'd be worried if she wasn't doing any at all.
Yeah, but she needs to take a break. I mean, there's no point in doing all this preparation if she ends up exhausted.
Do you want to tell her that?
No, thank you.
Exactly.
She'd bite my head off.
Well, we're just going to have to trust she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd be more worried about your mum and Linda.
Now, the problem is that from down here, nobody will be able to see what you're doing.
Well, I'm not sure what you want me to do, Linda. I have to knead the dough.
Could you show us somehow? Like you did with the wheat sheaf. It was delightful the way you paraded around the trailer.
Well, I can hold up the bowl.
Trouble is, we'll be so far below.
Well, I can't tip it upside down.
Got to try to find a way of sharing the experience with the crowds.
I'm sure no one will really mind if they can't see every detail.
Nonsense, Jill. Stop hiding your light under a bushel. Could you juggle it?
I'm sorry?
Like they do in a pizzeria, try to flick it and twist it.
Oh.
Just throw the dough in the air.
What, like this?
That's it. Now stretch it out like a rope. Yes, very good. That looks marvellous.
Oh!
Hello there.
I brought you both a cup.
Oh, lovely.
Do you want me to?
No. I'll just get this in the oven up here.
Okay.
And then we can have a break.
Well done, Jill.
Fair.
Right. Come on, then.
All right.
So how are you getting on? Is the trailer working out okay?
Oh, yes. Could you pass me that tea towel, Linda?
Fine, thank you, David. There you are, Jill.
I wish I had a camera on me. That was definitely one for the internet.
Oh, I don't think I told you. We spoke to Mary last night.
Who?
Mariel, Canton's daughter.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's her birthday today.
So what time did you talk to her?
Well, it was breakfast over there. She was just going off to school.
Ah.
I think Canton found it quite difficult.
Oh, was he on the phone with you?
Yes, he rang from our house. She's growing up so quickly, and it's such a long time since he saw her.
Well, she was only little when she came over.
She's sounding so old now.
Must be difficult for you too, Jill, having a grandchild all the way over in New Zealand.
Well, yes, but then I have to count myself lucky. All our other grandchildren are so close.
Oh, I suppose so, yes.
Well, of course you're going to be a grandmother soon, Linda, aren't you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Must be very excited.
Oh, we're both thrilled, obviously.
How's Coriander doing? Is she well?
I believe so. That's what she tells us.
I'm sure she is.
Of course, it's hard. I'd like to be of more help, but... Well, never having had children myself...
That doesn't mean you can't be involved.
No, but... I don't know, I'm probably being silly.
What?
Well, as I say, one wants to be able to provide reassurance and support, and I have done some research, but... Frankly, I feel rather inadequate.
Oh, nonsense.
There's plenty you can do.
Well, it's all going to be new to Coriander too, isn't it? You can learn together.
Yeah.
I just wish I had more to give, that's all I mean.
Linda, you have love to give. That's the most important thing.
Oh,
it's all any of us have.
I mean, it's not like anyone's ever really prepared.
I suppose not. Yes, I'm sure you're right.
Trust me, Linda. You can't give anything more precious.
OK, darling, I'm off to my meeting now.
Oh, all right. Oh, good luck.
You'll be fine.
Oh, let's hope so. I don't think it's going to go down very well.
If it's what they need to hear.
Yes, well, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Oh, Brian.
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking about when Debbie and Marshall come to visit. We should really make an occasion of it, you know, and have everybody over. Mum and Jack, Adam and Ian, and I expect Alice will want to come up from university.
Hold on. Don't you think that's a bit overboard? I mean, the poor chap.
No.
He's going to run for the hills.
No, we will say it's a party for our anniversary.
Nevertheless.
He'll be fine, Brian. You haven't met him. Oh, Marshall will take it in his stride.
Well, yeah, but what about Jack? I mean, he's not good with meals at the best of times.
No, I know.
He was trying to eat with two knives the last time they came over.
Right, I'm not having Mum think we're embarrassed by him.
No, I'm not saying that.
Jack coped very well when he moved into the Willows.
Yeah, well, that was a while ago now. I just think you ought to at least discuss it with your mother.
Maybe. I'll see what Lillian thinks.
Lillian?
Mm-hmm.
What? You're not inviting her, are you?
Well, of course I am. And I'll invite Matt as well.
Jenny!
Look, I am not going to let this mess with Worcester Land cause a permanent rift.
But she's not even speaking to us, and as for him...
Well, maybe this'll help.
All right. Anyway, I have to go. Then about Marshall, I'm not sure I want to be at this meal.
Oh, Brian, don't be like that. We need to smooth things over. And this might be the perfect opportunity.
So, have you heard from him?
Nope, not a dicky bird. A couple of emails, a few flippant remarks about contracts we have going through.
Yes, me too.
No, I haven't spoken to him.
Now, I wonder who you could be talking about.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
Hello, Annabelle. Jerry?
Oh, I take it you've not been in touch with Matt?
No, although I've been hearing a lot about him.
Oh?
Well, I'm sure we all have. You might have got shot of him as chairman, but everyone's still talking about him.
That's true. They all want to know how deep the rot goes. I've been rolling out the old innocent until proven guilty argument.
Which doesn't exactly hold water, what with Steve going AWOL.
Mm. I don't know. At least he had the good grace just to disappear.
Mm.
Well, do you see Matt here?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, it's not like him to be late.
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath. If there's one thing I've learnt about Matt Crawford, it's that he doesn't give in that easily.
I wish he would. Don't get me wrong, I've always liked Matt. I thought in general his approach to the business was spot on, but he always wanted to push things that little bit further. And at the end of the day...
Well, one thing's for certain. This tour of the shoot on Friday, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, don't.
Now, seriously, chaps, I still wonder if he's going to turn up.
No, after you, Brian.
You were saying...
Hello, everyone.
Afternoon.
Sorry I'm late.
We were busy conspiring behind your backs.
Yes, right. Well, shall we get on? As long as we're all ready, there's a lot we need to discuss.
No, you're not wrong there.
Well, then we better not waste any more time. Let's go on through.
No, Jennifer.
Oh, just for a minute.
Look, I thought I made myself clear. I don't want to see you.
Oh, please, Lillian. I need to talk to you about Jack.
Jack?
Yes.
What about him?
Well, can I come in? We can't do this on the doorstep.
Just tell me what it is, Jennifer.
All right.
Will?
Well, Debbie's flying over next week and Marshall's coming with her, so I thought I might do a big family meal.
What's this got to do with me?
Well, I was wondering. Well, if you thought Jack was up to it.
Jennifer!
I'd like him to be there and I don't want Mum to think we're concerned about him getting confused.
Have you spoken to her about it?
No.
Well, you know as well as I do what he can be like.
Yeah, but I don't want her worrying.
He could have a good day, he could have a bad day. See what Mum says. I can't make her decisions for her.
All right, I will. And what about you?
Well, what about me?
Well, it'd be so nice if you could come as well.
Jennifer!
Well, it's the first time Marshall's going to meet the whole family, and it would be such a shame if there was this atmosphere.
Atmosphere?
Well, you know what I mean.
Is Matt invited?
Yes, if he'd like to come. Well, I want to put this right.
You really don't understand what you've done, do you?
Oh, I do, Lillian, I do, but we can't carry on like this. Honestly... I can see how exhausted you are. You need all the family round you at this moment, and Debbie doesn't visit very often, and you must want to see her.
Listen, I really...
Oh, don't let this come between us.
Even if I thought I could come, Jennifer, there is absolutely no way Matt will, and I'm not going to be there without him.
So, How is Matt?
Oh, how is he?
Yes, yes. Is he all right?
We're coping.
And we can manage perfectly well without you. So if you don't mind...
Oh, Lillian...
I have things to do.
Oh, Lillian... Please...
OK, then. I hope you've all had a chance to look through Martin's financial report.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think you'll agree he's been very clear about where the company's vulnerabilities lie and how we might go about rectifying them. So if we move on to the first item on the agenda...
Actually, Brian, I don't agree.
Well, if you don't mind...
No, I've no doubt Martin's got his sums right, but his interpretation is completely
Could
off.
Could we just...
Vulnerabilities... This time last year, that was what we called taking an aggressive position.
Things are rather different now, Matt.
Yes, I had noticed, Annabelle. What I am saying is we shouldn't get timid.
Yes, okay.
Start making decisions that are going to hurt the company
you,
in the long term.
Thank you. But for my part, I think the economic climate has changed drastically. I think some retrenchment is necessary, but we can discuss that as we go through. So, first item. The possible sale of the Springfield Lane site. Does anyone have anything to say about this?
Well...
Jerry.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily agree with all of Matt's sentiments. I mean, we did pay a lot for that land.
Well, we bought at the top of the market.
Exactly, and it does have planning permission. I mean, if we decided to sell it on now, it's going to be a big loss.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we won't take a big hit.
Enormous.
But at least it's money in the bank. I mean, what good is this land doing us now? Construction's dead. We have a depressed property market.
So we hold on to it. We don't just lose our nerve and start to panic.
Matt.
That site has permission for 110 houses. 110. And the market price, when it goes up, we're going to be poised to make an absolute killing.
And in the meantime, we're saddled with unsustainable debts.
Oh, please, every company has debts. That's how you grow.
Not in a shrinking economy.
Brian does have a point there. Like I say, things have changed.
Nothing's changed.
Oh, no.
Come on, Matt.
No, nothing's changed except that things have got harder. The game's still the same.
Oh, well, I don't think we should be playing games anymore.
Anymore? Oh, is that what you think we've been doing? It's just been reckless gambling that's allowed this company to keep growing.
No, huh? no, but I do believe we tried to do too much too fast. Fact is, we're overextended.
And what would you do?
Well, I think we need to concentrate on our strengths, the estate.
Farming?
Yes, because that's our foundation.
Oh, come on, maximising the returns on our investment is... And that's about development.
Not in the present market.
It'll come back. For once in your life, get out of your tweeds and have some ambition.
It's got nothing to do with lacking ambition.
We can't turn the clock back now.
Look, we've got to weather this storm.
You mean play safe?
We have to put Borchester Land back on a stable footing so we're in good shape when the recovery comes.
And then what? Buy back the site at an inflated price?
Matt.
Now, we need to be in a position to act straight away.
Matt.
Yes, come on, Andrew. You must know this is rubbish.
Well, I'd normally want to hang on to an asset
normally.
Like that. But if the money raised means that the company will be on an even keel...
I have to agree. It's just not prudent to continue with the amount of debt we have.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Annabelle?
I think we should sell the land. It was the right decision at the time, but it's hurting us now.
I see. And we all know what Brian thinks.
Well, I think you're taking this way too personally, Matt. This is about the survival of the company.
Oh, save your breath. I can see what's going on.
Matt,
No. I don't want to be involved anymore if this is the direction we're going to take.
You don't want to be involved?
No, I don't.
Well, put your money where your mouth is, Matt. Because from where I'm sitting, this kind of behaviour is nothing but counterproductive.
Yes,
absolutely.
Matt?
That's it. Bunch of houses.
What is it?
If that's the way they want it, I'm done with a lot of them. Let's see how well they get on with them.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
Oh, everything apparently. All the work I've put into that company. The increase in profits, the diversification. It was all a mistake.
Hold on.
I hadn't a clue what I was doing.
Just explain it to me slowly.
There's nothing much to explain, Lillian. I've resigned.
What?
Well, there's no point in me being there. Brian's got the whole ball turned against me.
Brian has?
Well, who else? He's never liked the direction I was taking the company in. Now that he's got himself installed...
Why? What's he done now?
Oh, He wants to sell off some land, land that has planning permission and will be worth a fortune in a few years' time.
Why didn't you tell them all that?
Oh, I was shouting it from the rooftops. But none of them wanted to listen. It's like I've got the plague or something ungrateful.
Listen, listen to me, Matt. You can't resign. Don't give them the satisfaction.
Ian.
How are you going to stand up to Brian if you're not on the board?
I've done it now.
Yeah, well, you were angry. It was a fit of pique.
No.
Nothing is in writing, Matt. Go back and tell them that you've changed your mind.
Well, I'm not going grovelling to that lot. How do you think that's going to make me look?
Well, it's hardly going to be great for your reputation when people hear you've been forced off the board.
I can't, Lillian. No, I have to stick with it now. Well, what do you want from me? To sit there like a naughty schoolboy while they tear down everything that I've tried to do?
You have to keep fighting.
There's
Matt.
No point. This was going to happen eventually.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
No, 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 no. You can't start thinking like
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm going out.
Out?
There's something I've remembered I need to do.
But, Matt, we need to talk about this. You can't let Brian and the rest of them do this to you. Well, at least tell me where you're going. Matt!
So he resigned?
After telling us all exactly what he thought.
Oh, well, that's marvellous.
Well, it's probably for the best, Jenny. It was never going to work while Matt was still on the board.
No, but I...
Would have been easier if he'd just gone the other week.
I am not talking about the business, Brian. I saw Lillian earlier.
Oh?
Well, I didn't really get anywhere, but there's absolutely no chance now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mum doesn't think that Jack will be able to manage the meal, and she'd rather have Debbie and Marshall over there for coffee.
Well, I'm not very surprised.
Oh, and Alice sent me a text earlier, and she's not sure she can make it up from Southampton. At this rate, there won't be anyone at this dinner at all.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but you couldn't honestly have thought Matt and Lillian were going to come, though.
Oh, I suppose not, but still. Oh, so much for my plan for a big family get-together. Heaven knows what Marshall's going to make of us now.
Eddie! Eddie!
What? Stop talking at me. I'm going to fall into the edge.
Well, what can you see? Are they gone yet?
No, not yet. Oliver's gone back inside.
What's she done that for?
How should I know? Maybe he's forgotten something.
I thought they had a plane to catch. You're going to get cramped sitting down here.
Oh, no.
What?
Caroline's getting out of the car now. What's the matter with these people?
Oh, I ain't joking, Eddie.
Can't they just leave?
I know I insisted, but maybe we should bring the metal detector back tomorrow. I ain't going to be able to stand
no,
up.
Wait, stay down.
Well,
he's coming back out again. And he's locking the door.
Hey, Rhoda, how come you get to look? Didn't like you're invisible?
They can't see me. They get into the car.
Get stuck down a bit.
Get off me. Get off. What do you think you're doing?
Eddie. Joe. Afternoon.
Oh, shit.
What are you two up to?
Oh, we're,
The edge.
Yes, the edge.
Inspecting it.
Inspecting it?
That's right.
Oh, what for?
Tidiness. Yeah, Oliver likes to keep them well trimmed.
Oh, well, if you say
so. Yeah, I think they could do with a little off the top.
Yeah, all right, Dad, shut up.
So?
Yes, how are you? Getting the old heart pumping, eh?
Yeah, that's right. It's just a nice day. I thought I'd put my running shoes on. Beats the treadmill, at least.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Well, you got to keep in shape.
Yeah, I suppose. Depends what shape you want to be, eh? Isn't that right, Dad?
Anyway... I'd better keep going.
Yeah, don't let us hold you up. We need to get back to our inspection.
Oh, look. It's Oliver and Caroline. Must be off to the airport.
Oh, right. Going on holiday, are they?
Yeah, they're spending a few days with Oliver's daughter in France.
Oh, really?
I'd have thought Ed would have mentioned it to you.
No. We didn't know they were going away.
That's it, Meg. Out you get. Come on, Mitch.
So, when are the bigwigs visiting?
Friday.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, I'm busy making signs. Me, Jennifer and Brian, we're going to drive the board members round. You'll stop at different places around the chute.
I see.
You know, give him a little talk at each point.
Well, it sounds as if you've got it all worked out.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a change, though. To keep the drives stocked with the numbers you need and to do it all with wild birds.
Well, it's possible.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. It's just going to be a lot of extra work.
Well, it'll be a few years yet. We're still going to be rearing poults for a while.
Yeah, of course.
Just, well, not as many.
Well, the birds you've got now look pretty healthy. Just keep adding the antibiotics to their water. I don't think we need to extend the treatment.
Great.
Ah, I'll see you round then.
Yeah, all right, Alistair.
At the next cricket match, I expect.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Huh? Sorry about what?
Well, yeah, I didn't play very well on Sunday.
Oh, you did better than some of us.
Still.
Honestly, Will, I wouldn't worry about it. Just pleased to have you back in the team. And more importantly, have you signed up for the single wicket yet?
Hiya. Oh, hello, love.
We need as many players as we can get.
Hello, Meg.
Well, I'm not sure, Alistair. It depends on how busy I am.
What about you, Nick? Fancy a go at the single wicket?
Oh, no. No, no.
It's open to everyone. You don't have to play cricket to take part.
No, no. Adam's already asked me. I've never even held a bat.
We can teach you.
Really, I'd just embarrass myself.
All right. See if you can persuade her, Will.
Yeah.
And I want to see your name on the list, too.
We'll see.
OK. Bye, then.
Yeah, bye, Alistair.
Well, you should, you know.
What?
Going for the single wicket.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, seriously. I reckon you'd make a great wrist spinner.
If I even knew what that meant. Now, stop teasing and come inside and go and start tea.
Oh, it's no good. There's nothing here.
Well, this is where it said on the map.
Oh, maybe.
South bank of the river, 100 yards due east of the fort.
Look, this isn't Treasure Island, Dad. X doesn't mark the spot.
What did I tell you? I shouldn't have been summered here.
So what is it?
Hold on. Oh, well, would you look at that, eh? Well, I reckon it must be the lid off of one of my old baccy tins.
Oh.
Wonder how long that's been down here.
Oh, come on. I reckon we should try closer to the house. We're on the floodplain here.
Dad? Grandad?
All right there, Edward.
What are you doing?
What's it look like? We're doing a spot of metal detecting.
Look, I found an old baccy lid.
Who said you could do that?
Who said we could do it?
Did you ask Oliver?
No, not exactly.
Oh, he wouldn't mind. No, we ain't causing no harm.
And I suppose it's a coincidence you just turned up the minute he went away on holiday.
Oh, come on, Edward. Don't be like that.
No, I'm serious, Dad. What you're doing here is trespass.
Trespass? Would you walk at him?
It's true.
This land's been in the Grundy family for generations. If there's anything under it, by rights, it belongs to us.
In any case, you're the tenant here now.
Not until October, and the land will still belong to Oliver.
Since when did you become a property lawyer?
Since never,
I reckon you've been spending too much time around Stirling.
Oh, no, please, Edward. You wouldn't spoil an old man's pastime, would you? We don't have a lot of fun these days, you know. It does me good to get out for a stroll.
Yeah, and you don't need a metal detector to do it.
Jill.
Look, I'm sorry, but you two have been over this land a million times.
Not here.
And any road. The technologies are so much more sensitive now. You don't know what we might find.
Well, we'll never know, because you're going. I'm not joking.
Edward.
No. Come on, Eddie. We ain't going to win. Maybe there'll be something on the telly back home.
I can see what you're doing.
Eh?
The detector, you're swinging it. You still got it turned on.
Oh, have I? Oh, well, I ain't very good with these newfangled devices.
Come on, switch it off.
Oh, well, what do you know?
Grandad?
Yeah, well, we might as well have a look. It'd be silly not to.
Yeah, I'll let your grandad see what it is. Probably just the other half of his baccy tin.
I don't know. It's quite a big mound. I reckon we'll need a shovel.
Well, at present, most of our birds are hatched in incubators, reared in pens. Then we... And then that's when...
Come on, keep going.
At the moment, at present...
Come on, you're doing fine.
We rear the poults in pens and put them out into the drives in the autumn. Now, with the new wild bird system, that means encouraging as many birds, well, all the remaining pheasants that are left out at the end of the season, so they spread out across the estate. Oh, this is awful.
Oh, don't be silly.
And each breeding pair needs a feeding hopper, like the one you can see here. Look, I sound like an idiot.
No, you don't.
You don't have to lie.
Oh, I'm not. Look, you're just letting your nerves get to you. As soon as the tour begins and you're in the swing of it...
I wish I'd never suggested this.
Look, I know you don't like talking in public, but you've got to give it a go.
Oh, have I?
Of course you have.
Well, just like you're going to give the single wicket a go?
Hey, now that's different.
How?
Because you know what you're doing. Mm. You're the expert. I mean, none of the Borchester Land people are going to know as much as you.
Well, that's not the point. It's getting it out of my mouth that's the problem. What if they start grilling me with questions?
Well,
I've got to convince the board that the wild bird system's a good idea. And you can bet Matt's going to stick his oar in.
Oh, I won't worry about Matt. Come on, let's face it, he's got a few other things on his mind.
Yeah, that's what's worrying me.
Well, don't let it. I mean, have some confidence. You are a brilliant gamekeeper. You're not going to make a fool of yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that. But thanks for saying so. Perhaps you can come with me. Tell the board members that.
Oh, you don't need me there.
No?
No. You're going to be fine on your own.
It can't be that bad, can it?
Oh, honestly, Sid.
You normally get a fairly decent turnout for the single wicket.
I know. But at this rate, it's just going to be me, Adam and David. Maybe a couple of others.
Blimey.
Yeah, it's a shame you're having to umpire, otherwise I'd ask you to play.
So... What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Archers.
What we need's a bit of razzmatazz.
Eh?
You know, trying to make it a bigger, more lively event. Get people excited about it, like they do with 2020.
Ah, yes, yes, I get you. All that music and so on, and nice food on sale.
Yeah. I wonder if Shula would be up for rallying the troops again. It was great when we were playing the Village Cup. All those supporters...
Right.
Maybe hire a bouncy castle so there's something to do for the kids.
Yeah, now you're talking. Wonder if we could get the right music tracks. You know, one for six, one for a four.
One for when someone's out?
Yeah. Get everyone dancing along.
You see? That'd be brilliant. Turn it into a really big village event.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, it's just so much work. It's only Shula and me, and we've only got a week and a half left.
Well... See if Shula can get everyone going.
We'd need to do so much publicity.
And me and Jolene can always help.
Really?
Well, yes, of course. It's far too much for just the two of you.
Well, that'd be fantastic. I'd be ever so grateful.
Oh, no problem, Alistair. Is it cricket we're talking about? You only had to ask.
That's not what I'm saying.
What Sterling don't know won't hurt.
It's his property. If you do find something, I'm going to have to tell him.
Haven't you ever heard of finders keepers? That's the rule, ain't it, Dad?
Oh, that.
In the playground, maybe.
Oh, you're such a goody two-shoes.
Look, I just don't want to take the mick. Oliver's been amazing to me.
What about your family? If we find something, you're not going to breathe a word.
Dad,
look, probably won't be anything anyway.
Yeah. Hang on. Don't speak too soon.
Why, what you got?
Well, it sure is. It looks like a belt buckle.
What? Like the Civil War one we found up at Millennium Woods?
No, it's different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and what about these here? They could be buttons, I suppose.
Could be.
OK, are you finished now?
Well, I suppose so.
Do you think you're going to tell Oliver about this, eh? I mean, I wouldn't want to deprive him of a rusty buckle with a couple of buttons.
I don't think there's very much point, is there?
Oh, no, but then I wouldn't want to impose on your sense of duty.
Oh, just go, will you? I've got things to do.
Yeah, all right, son, right you are.
Don't think you're coming back. I'll be looking out for you.
Yeah, whatever you say, officer. Come on, best move or you're making a citizen's arrest next.
You know what, Eddie? These might actually be worth something.
You think?
Well,
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, so we ought to find out. You know, give them a clean.
Oh, if you want.
You could ask the computer, see what it says.
Knock yourself out, you might as well.
Well, I think I will, even so.
Because one thing's for certain.
Oh, what's that?
We're not going to be coming back here for a while.
Just one more spoonful. You think this is funny, do you?
Right, mobile.
Well, Dad just dropped by a minute ago.
Did he?
Yeah, you know he was out on another date with Vicky last night.
Blimey.
Yeah, dinner at her place this time.
Don't believe in taking it slow, those two.
No. I wish I had his energy. I mean, he wasn't back till late and he was doing the round this morning.
Right, okay, I think that's everything. Oh.
It's all right. You need to go. I'll get it.
Oh, right, come on, Phoebs. I'm leaving now. Oh, Roy, if you want to change us, a pile of clothes in the basket.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry, Linda. What was that?
No, you be good for your daddy, sweetheart. Okay.
Oh, right.
Phoebe, I'm waiting in the car. Right, I'll go without you.
Hayley, hang on. I see. Okay. No. No, that's fine. I'll be straight over.
Roy?
Yeah, all right, bye. Oh, I'm sorry, love.
What's happened?
One of the guests has been taken ill.
What kind of ill?
I'm not sure. He's an older guy. He's collapsed in the leisure centre.
All right.
I'm going to have to go.
What about Abby? I need to get to work.
Yeah, I know you do, but with Caroline being abroad, I'm sorry, love, I'm in charge.
Can't someone else deal with it?
Well, not really. I mean, apparently there's a wife and she's very upset. Like, I'm so sorry, but there's not a lot else I can do.
Yes. Okay, I understand. No, don't be silly, Kirsty. If you're already on the train...
Oh, say hello from me.
Yep, that's Annette. Kirsty says hi too.
Hello.
All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Great.
What's up?
Mum's ill. She's been up all night being sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Kirsty's on her way to visit a friend in Bristol.
Okay. So, what's the problem?
Well, Mum and I are meant to be doing this thing at Underwoods today, aren't we? We're supposed to be promoting the ice cream.
Right.
And Annie's busy looking after the shop. Oh, well, I'll just have to get by myself. I hate doing these things on my own. Sorry, excuse me. I better get moving. I need to set up the display. I'll see you later, OK?
Yeah, sure.
Look, there's leftover chilli if you want it for lunch.
Yeah, Helen, if you need some help, I'm not doing anything today. I can come with you if you want.
No, that's very sweet of you.
I don't mind.
I know, but you have to do a lot of talking about the farm and how the ice cream is made.
You can do all that. At least you'll have someone to give you a hand. It's got to be better than doing it all by yourself, hasn't it?
Brenda?
Oh, hi, Hayley. Sorry, I can't really stop. I'm in a rush.
Oh, where are you going?
Uni. My dissertation is due in just over an hour.
Oh, right.
Why?
I need someone to look after Abby. I'm supposed to be at Lower Loxley, but Roy's had to go to the hotel. It's been an emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hayley, if it was any other time.
No.
I suppose I could come straight back. I was going to go to the travel agents.
Oh, no, it's fine. Mike's in, isn't he?
Oh, he was, but he's gone out again.
What?
He only popped in to change his clothes. I think he said he'd gone down to Haydenwood.
Oh, right.
He's clearing Ragwalk from the Bridleway.
I don't suppose he's taking his mobile with him.
You can try it. It's patchy up there, though, isn't it?
Okay. Well, I need to take Phoebe into school. She's already going to be late.
What about Abby?
I'll have to take her with me. Oh, you go, Brenda.
Well, I can drop Phoebe off if you like.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's on my way.
I don't want you to miss your deadline.
No. I was worried about traffic, but as long as you're quick...
Well, she's all ready. Oh, I'll just go and grab her.
Okay, no worries.
Thanks, Bren. At least that's one problem solved.
Hello, sir. Sir, can I interest you in some Bridge Farm ice cream? Organic and delicious. No?
So, is this it? Is it normally this quiet?
No, not usually. I don't know where everyone's gone.
Hey, madam!
Annette... I mean, the shop's made a real effort. It's meant to be a summer promotion.
Oh, maybe it's because it's really sunny out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Want to try some ice cream? It's really yummy.
You don't have to shout.
Best thing you've ever tasted.
All right. It's made locally on our small family farm in Ambridge.
No, thank you.
Once you've tried some, you'll have to eat the whole tub.
Okay, that's enough. Can you just let me do the talking?
I'm just trying to
I know. But you have to do this a certain way. The type of customers here, they want to be informed about the product.
If there were any customers.
Look, I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was going to be like this. Why don't you go?
No, I said I wanted to help.
I know, but this is turning out to be a waste of my time, let alone yours. Why don't you go and have a wander around town? You can come back later. Might have got busier.
Nah, it's okay.
There's no point in us both being here.
I want to stay.
All right, but I think we're both going to get pretty bored. Oh, no wonder our sales have been dropping. This is pathetic.
There must be some way of getting people in here.
Well, we can hardly go and drag them in off the street.
I want a bet.
Annette, what are you doing?
Chocolate chip cookies.
You can't just do that. We haven't paid for them.
Oh, we can, though. Right, take two. Put a blob of ice cream in between. Et voila! Ice cream sandwich. Here, try.
Annette.
Go on, have a taste. Good, eh?
Very.
Okay, so if I take a tub...
Hang on.
I'll go out onto the street.
Annette, wait a minute.
Stand by, I'll send them all in to you.
And Lorna's okay about it? Oh, great. Okay. Well, the activity packs are in the cupboard. They'll be labelled year five. Yeah. And you might need to do some photocopying. I can't remember how big the school party is. Whoa! No, sorry, it's not you, Emma. Blimey, Abby. You wouldn't eat your breakfast. How'd you manage to produce all that? Right, what was that, Emma? Oh, hold on. Boy, the phone was slipping. Say again. Oh, that was really kind of you, Emma, but you can't. You didn't mean CRB checked or anything. Yeah, I know. Well, hopefully Roy will be back before they arrive. I'm hoping to get there. Not otherwise. Abby, you stop wriggling. Yeah. And the treasure trail goes on the pink paper. And the imagination bubbles that go in yellow. Yeah, oh, hang on. I think there might be Roy now. Roy?
Yeah?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's him. Okay, Emma. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hi, love.
All right, I'll see you in a bit. Where have you been?
Look, I'm really sorry. It was all a bit difficult.
Why? What happened?
Hello, cheeky monkey.
Roy!
Oh, well, this chap, he slipped and hit his head on the side of the swimming pool. And the paramedics say it could have just been a dizzy spell. They need to do tests to be sure.
Right.
But, of course, we had to close down the pool and they were meant to be checking out this morning, so his wife needed another room because he's probably going to be staying over at Borchester General. And this woman, Hayley, honestly, he should have heard her. I mean, she was determined that it was somehow our fault that he'd fallen.
But it's all sorted now.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Well, she's all yours then.
Hey?
Right, nappies are over there. She might as well go in the bath, I reckon.
Right, sure. I mean, do you have to go this minute?
Roy, I'm over 2 hours late. I've got a school party arriving in half an hour.
Okay. I
have to dash.
Yeah, well, look, thank you. I'm sorry for leaving you in the lurch. I'll make it up to you. I promise.
Run out already?
Oh, well, what can I say? Everyone loves ice cream sandwiches. Can I have another tub?
Of course.
You don't mind? You seemed a bit miffed.
No. Here you go.
Well, a bit different from your normal promotions.
I've had a steady stream of people coming to find out more ever since you went out.
But are you selling much?
It's flying out of the freezer.
Yeah?
The manager's very pleased, says we can have the biscuits for free.
Oh, well, people must be doing other shopping as well. He came up with a table for me.
I could never do it, Annette. Go out on the street and grab people as they go by.
Oh, yeah, you could.
No. And it was a great idea, so thank you.
Oh, no problem. It's a lovely day out there. That's half the battle.
Yeah.
Right, I'll be back soon.
Okay, and Annette?
Yeah?
I'll take you down to the Bull tonight. Buy you a thank you drink.
Oh, okay.
Or we could go out for a meal or something.
Great.
Well, you'd better get out there again.
Oh, yeah, stand by for the next lot.
Oh, right, so she made it to work. No, it's just I'm heading back. I thought if you still needed someone to look after Abby. Yeah. Okay, Roy. Bye.
Brenda?
Oh, Tom.
Sorry, I didn't mean to... I saw you coming out of the travel agents.
Right.
I'm just on my way to the bank. They want to discuss my overdraft. Although I don't expect they're going to offer to extend it.
Sure.
So, travel agents, eh?
I heard you were thinking about going away.
Did you?
Yeah, Roy mentioned it.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't get to do the whole round-the-world thing when everyone else was doing it.
So it's a definite, then?
Do you remember Taz from uni?
Yeah, I think we met a couple of times.
But I'm going with her and another friend. We're thinking of India first, and then Thailand, Australia, San Francisco. Just gotta raise the cash.
Wow. You really weren't joking.
Well, if I don't do it now...
No, I guess not. Yeah. You'll be gone a long time then.
If it means I can hold off looking for a job for a while.
Delicious ice
sure.
cream, fresh from the farm.
Although I'll have to get work out there, so who knows?
Oh, no. I wish I was going. To all those places, I mean.
Oh, of course.
Come and have a try.
Sounds brilliant.
Well, I hope so. It's going to be quite an adventure.
Tom!
Huh?
Helen's in the store?
Oh, Annette. Hi.
Oh, Brenda.
All right.
Sorry, I thought maybe you were looking for Helen. She's inside.
No, I'd forgotten it was today, actually. So, you've met Annette, then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you're bound to have done. It's only a small village.
Ice cream sandwich, Brenda?
Pardon? Oh, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'll leave you both to it.
Yeah, okay.
Bye then.
Bye, Brenda.
And that's really exciting news about the holiday. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Tom?
What?
Ice cream sandwich?
Huh? No. Thank you.
So, is everyone assembled?
Oh, hi, Adam. Well, we're just waiting for Will, and then we can all make a start.
Mm. Well, certainly looks as though you've got a nice day for it.
Yeah, well, good thing, too. We could do with something going right for a change.
Mm. So, you're leading the tour?
No, it's all up to Will. This was his idea. Oh. I'm just going to stand back, let him take charge.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what the others make of his plan.
Actually, Brian, about the board...
Hmm?
I was wondering, now that BL's on a new footing, any idea what that's going to mean for the estate contract? As you know, we were expecting it to run on for another year.
So?
But you also know the deal was based on Debbie and Matt's relationship.
Yes. Obviously, I still can't be involved in the final decision.
No, of course.
But I can't see any reason to be worried. I mean, as chairman, I'm looking to reduce costs, but you two run a pretty tight ship. As long as you can find a few more efficiencies, you'll be in a strong position.
Well, in that case, we need to get on with putting the rest of the set-aside into production. Not the really poor land, obviously, but most of it.
Ah, right.
I've already mentioned it to Debbie.
Have you?
And in principle, she's in agreement.
Well, that's something we can talk about when she comes over.
Ryan?
Ah.
Okay, well, listen, I'll leave you to your guests. I need to go and tag the new deer calves.
Oh, right. Well, we'll probably see you as we're driving around then.
Yeah. How you doing, Will?
Oh, all right.
You ready?
Well, I suppose. As I'll ever be.
What is it? Because they are waiting for your execution.
No, I'm fine.
Come on. Look, you drive in front, Jenny and I'll follow.
Well, aren't we waiting for Matt?
Matt?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's here yet.
No, Matt won't be coming with us this afternoon because he's not on the board anymore.
Oh, right, I see.
So this is all of us?
Oh, great. I mean, that's good. We can get going then.
Go on, up you get with your pals. That's the way.
So, roadieing for the lies. Do you know how many nights it's going to be?
I'm not sure yet. Fallon says we've got a couple of gigs lined up, but... Oh, well, if they make it bigger, could be touring all the world with them.
You'd better not be. I need you here.
You'll have to make me an offer.
And in the meantime?
What?
Well, you're going to be hauling speakers around in the evening, doing the milk round first thing.
Aye.
How are you going to have any energy left for this job?
All right, Tom, don't go off on one.
I'm serious, Jazza.
Look, it's not like it's going to be a regular thing. I'm only getting paid in pounds. Just chill out.
Okay.
I'll still be here to shovel muck for you.
I'm just saying. We need to be working even harder now. It's a challenging time to be in organics. It's not going to be easy to keep this business afloat.
I thought this was what you wanted.
Yes, of course it is. But I need you to understand what we're up against.
What's the matter with you, Tom? You should be jumping for joy. You're free of Brian just like you wanted. And we're taking your first load of organic pigs off to slaughter.
Yes, I know.
What does it take to actually make you happy?
All right. I get the point.
I think I know the answer to that.
Oh, really? Well, come on then. If you're such an authority, what would it take?
I thought that was obvious. Would you know?
If you just want to come round. Right, what we have here is a Larsen trap. We use these traps to catch magpies, crows, and other corvids. And yeah, as you can see, we've got lucky, and there's a magpie in there. The other bird you can see is what we call the decoy bird. They attract the others to come down and have a look. Then it's just a case of going round every day and dispatching them. Now, I hope none of you is squeamish, but this is very necessary. The wild bird system works by establishing a large number of breeding territories, so it's vital we keep predator numbers down. And that's that. It's very quick, and the magpie didn't feel as bad. Like I say, the new system relies on pheasants spreading out across as wide an area as possible. And as it happens, we do have some spare set aside.
He's doing very well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's excellent.
Everyone seems to be very engaged.
Well, it should be. It's an interesting plan.
You've always been so supportive of Will. It's nice to see it paying off.
Well, good game keys are hard to come by. Don't like to knock his enthusiasm or his ideas.
No.
Although Adam might have something to say about them.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, he thinks the land Will's talking about should go back into production.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I can see we're going to have some conflict over it.
Well, never mind.
I mean, it's a tricky one, because Will's got a point, too.
Oh, I'm sure you'll meet a compromise.
I admire your optimism.
At least today's going well. And I get the feeling it's just what everybody needed.
Yeah, that's true. The atmosphere's a lot better.
It is.
And it's nice to be away from that blasted boardroom for a while. Now, let's hope we can use today to make a fresh start.
Yes.
Rear any birds at all. Right. Well, I think that's all I need to show you here. Let's move on, shall we?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't blame you for being miserable. Brenda's a cracking bird. A good thing gone now.
Yeah, all right. Do we have to talk about my love life?
Well, I reckon.
It's not really your business.
It is if I'm the one you're beating up on. Been about as much fun as a slap in the face since you two split up. What happened?
Jazza, it's complicated.
It's just an excuse.
You want a bet?
It's not complicated at all. Do you want her back, or do you know?
Of course I do.
Well then.
But she doesn't want me back.
Have you asked her? No, I didn't think so.
Look, you don't understand. She's going off travelling around the world in a month or two.
So?
So she's made her decision.
Because you're too chicken to do anything.
Oh.
She probably thinks you're no interested.
Oh, and you're the expert on women now, of course.
I'm smart enough to see how good you two were together. And I'm smart enough to know that that should be worth fighting for. You fought harder to keep your sausages than you fought to keep her.
I did all that for my future, Jazza. A future I thought I'd be sharing with Brenda.
There you are, then. Looks like you've still got some fighting to do.
Please, can we just leave this now? I really don't need your advice.
No, you shouldn't do it, no.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You don't get anywhere without taking risks. I'd have thought you'd have learned that by now.
That's not what I'm saying, Brian.
Well then?
I'm sure Will's plans are very commendable, but the shoot is only a small part of the overall business.
Well, yes, of course.
Well, using the set-aside for cover simply won't turn the same profit as cultivating it.
Yeah, well, we'll have to look into that.
Excuse me, you two.
Come on, you know it won't.
There are still tea things that need clearing up in the sitting room.
Look, I'm just worried you're putting too much emphasis on Will and what he wants.
But that's not true. You know what he's proposing could actually save money. And if it adds to the prestige of the shoot while corporate bookings are on the slide...
But, Brian...
If one of you wanted to fill the dishwasher, that would be very nice.
Just saying, isn't necessarily cut and dried. In any case, you don't need to make any decisions till the autumn.
Oh, thank you, Will.
No problem.
At least there's still one gentleman around here.
Well done, Will.
Oh, I'm so relieved to have that over with.
Well, I thought you did really well. We're all very impressed.
Oh, good.
You seem to have everyone I spoke to won over.
Oh, really?
Yes, well...
Well, I was worried I hadn't explained the benefits clearly enough.
But... No. You were very clear. In fact...
Hmm? Oh, no.
Don't be silly. You've earned it.
No, I can't.
Just take it, Will. Just call it a tip.
Well, thank you. That's very generous. Well, I'll be going then. There's still a regular chores need doing.
Of course.
See you then.
Yes, and thanks again.
Yeah, no worries.
Right. I suppose I should be getting back to it too.
Adam.
What?
He deserved it.
I'm not saying he didn't. Anyway, as you say, Brian, we can talk it through with Debbie.
Oh, are you going, darling?
Yep.
Well, Ian should be back with Rory soon.
Okay, tell him I'm in the grain store, moving out machinery.
Okay, will do.
Bye then.
Yes, bye, Adam.
I'll see you in a bit, darling.
Right, I'm sorry about that. So what can I do to help?
Oh, it's fine. I've pretty much done everything now.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, it's just as I thought. I'll be glad when Debbie's here. I mean, it's not as if it's Adam's decision anyway.
Well, I think we should go to Grey Gables.
Hmm?
Well, I don't really feel like cooking tonight, and it's... it's been such a long day.
God, it's been a long week.
Yes, exactly. And I'm sure if we asked Ian nicely, he'd babysit for us. I don't think he's working tonight.
No, well, that sounds great.
And I think we could both do with a chance to unwind.
Hey.
Sir.
Oh, you can see me. How long do you have to wait around here? Another double, please.
Yes, sir.
Took your time, I must say. Thank you.
Didn't you see his face?
No, I didn't know.
Great.
I don't think you'd see anyone ring a bird's neck.
Just what I need.
Oh, poor man.
Brian! Jennifer! Good to see you.
Matt, what are you?
Bringing your good lady wife out for a drink, yeah? Evening, Jennifer.
Hello, Matt.
Well, we're having dinner here, actually.
Oh, nice.
Is Lillian with you?
No, I'm meeting a business colleague.
I see. Well,
should be here soon.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll leave you to it then.
What, you don't believe me?
Yes, of course we believe you, Matt.
We're hoping to do a big deal together.
Right.
Put anything Borchester Land has done in the shade.
Well, I know. That sounds great. Jenny, shall we?
Yes. Goodbye, Matt.
So, how was your thing at the shoot?
Why don't you go through the restaurant?
Yes, it's all right.
Had a nice trip out?
I think it went very well.
Good. Probably best I wasn't there anyway.
Matt.
After all, what do I know about business?
Don't you think you'd have enough? I'm sure whoever it is you're meeting will come back another
Don't
time.
You patronise me, Brian Aldridge.
Sorry.
I've as much right as you have to drink in a bar.
Of course you have.
Thank you. So piss off and leave me to it.
Come on, look, I think you should go home, Matt. Go back to Lillian.
Why should I do what you tell me to do, huh? Huh?
Because I'm sure she's worrying about you.
It's no business of yours what she's doing.
No, it isn't. But go home, Matt. Please. You're letting yourself down.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.